Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
What's going on? Victor Cruz here, and you're listening to the Victor Cruz Show.
And I'm just here, I guess.
This is PR. PR's also here. I'm sorry. PR's also here.
You know what? We're not going to do this. You know what? I'm going to do the plug they asked us to do on Winner's Circle Media, and I'm out of here.
You.
What up, brother?
What's good, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man.
What's going on, good people? Welcome to the second episode of the Victor Cruz Show.
Number two.
Who thought we'd get this far? They said it wouldn't last.
Exactly.
Introduce yourself, my brother, please.
Victor Cruz is in the building. Welcome to the Victor Cruz Show. Paul and Eric just here, as you know.
Yes, so you just alluded to it. There's a reason why I am in the studio and you are not, and we are doing this episode over the phone. You're busy at your day job. Where are you?
Absolutely. I'm busy with my career, and that's playing to the New York Football Giants. And I'm currently in a hotel getting ready for another day of camp, winding down, just chilling, man, putting these games, these days of the week behind me.
So people don't even – a lot of people may not know that. When you're at camp, even though you play for your hometown New York Giants in your hometown state of New Jersey, you stay in a hotel, right?
Absolutely. We stay in a hotel simply because they want to keep that team camaraderie. They want to keep us all together. Obviously, you guys live, you know, minutes away from here, but there's a sense of we're away at camp when you're all together in a hotel, bonding, seeing each other every day, and things like that. So that's why we do it.
And talk to me, man. What's like the first day of camp like? Like, are you excited like the first day of school? Do you play? Is it physicals? Like, what's that first day of an NFL camp like for someone who hasn't experienced that?
Man, a dude like me, I got my clothes laid out the night before. I've got my sneaker choice ready. Like, this is my school for me. Dog. Like, you know what I mean? So I like to treat it that way. Have that mindset of a fresh beginning, a new start, clean slate. And start anew. So I leave my clothes out. Then we get to camp. You know, we have physicals that guys that need physicals throughout the summer. Guys need their physicals, get it done. And then we go into we have our conditioning test. It goes on the first day. And then after that, man, that's it. That's pretty much it. We got meetings. And we have a team meeting at the end. And then after that, we wrap and hit the hotel.
Is it good to see the homies again? First day back.
Absolutely. Always good to see the brothers again. Always good to check up on them. See how everybody's doing and things like that. It's just always a good time, man. We kick in and it's like we pick up where we left off.
That's dope. How are you? You know, obviously everyone listening, the $1 million question or the $1 billion question, everyone wants to know how are you doing? How are you feeling? What are we, day five of camp at this point?
Yes, day six actually, but I'm not really counting or anything like that.
How are you feeling?
I don't have a calendar with X's across the days or nothing like that. Knees responding well. I'm waking up every day with no swelling, no adverse reactions or anything like that. I'm just, it's feeling good. Obviously, they're still monitoring my reps, making sure I'm not going overboard, making sure that my numbers stay pretty consistent, you know, from a workload perspective, and then we go from there. But it's feeling good, man. I'm just thankful to be out there with the stuff.
So something happened, and you know what I'm talking about. Was it maybe 2 days ago? At practice, so up to this point, it's no contact, correct?
Yes, no contact at all.
Talk to us about the incident. You got tangled up, maybe, I guess we'll call it that, or an incidental contact at practice, and you had the entire Giants Nation holding their breath.
Obviously, little things like that, in my opinion, make some big news on these Giants blog sites and things like that. But no, I'm caught in reverse. and I'm running, and I'm going up against Selby, who's one of our defensive ends, and he's running, and I'm trying to outrun him. And I do, and then I get the edge, and then as I get the edge, I kind of cut up because I saw the safety coming, and Selby, being that he's 250 plus, he can't stop his body weight as fast as I can stop mine. So he kind of hit me a little bit and folded me up into the sideline. But, you know, I popped right back up, and my teammates helped me get up, and I popped back up and was ready for the next play. But obviously there's always a moment there where the coaching staff and the head guy could get a little worried.
Listen, I was in Toronto, and I got the news. I got the news that you got hit in a non-contact drill and fell to the ground. So I held my breath, waiting to know how you reacted to it or how you were. I can't even imagine what Coach Coughlin was thinking when that happened.
Yeah, and I knew he was thinking about it because he came up to me because we had a stretched out period after practice. And he walked up to me and was like, "Hey, you got hit pretty good today." And I was like, "Yeah." Probably need that, you know, for your mental. And I was like, if that's what I need to get my mental ready, you got it, so it don't feel good, I can tell you that. Wait, hold on. You just lightly threw the Toronto dad in there. Like, that was just, I was supposed to overlook that.
Listen,
please,
man.
Please tell the people why you were in Toronto and what type of things were you seeing out there. Please keep them involved.
Man, listen, man. I was in Toronto for the first time, which is, you know, a lot of people, when I would tell them that, they'd find it surprising. You know, it's no secret I travel a lot. You know, I've been around the world a couple of times. And I was in Toronto for OVO Fest. So it was my first time in Toronto and my first time for OVO Fest. And if that wasn't enough, you know, the crew was out there. So LeBron was out there. Eric Bledsoe was out there. Tristan Thompson, Rich Paul, Maverick, Farrah. You know, we had a good amount of the team. You were pretty much the only one missing, man. You were the only one missing out there.
Thank you for that. Appreciate you.
Listen, you were working, man. You were bringing the bacon
Absolutely.
Home. Yo, so, hey, did I tell you that we had a kickball game scheduled or set up? Man, listen, we showed up. So for those of you that don't know, we had a kickball game set up. Team King James and Team Drake. So it was going to be LeBron and friends versus Drake and friends in kickball in Toronto during OVO. So I will say this, man. We pulled up to the field like a gang fight. 8 SUVs all the way onto the field.
Wow.
And when we pulled up, Drake's team wasn't there yet. But what we did notice, man, the hospitality that Drake and Future the Prince's manager, you know, afforded us, there was fully catered shrimp and lobster, you know, on the grill, a DJ spinning, a bar set up. I mean, they definitely.
Man, did y'all have jerseys? Was this jersey
you know what's funny? You know what's funny? I sent LeBron a text and I said, LJ, how serious do we want to take this? Do we want to call up the swoosh and get some official, you know, uniforms made up? And I think
I need you with the knee-high A-Rod shirt basement.
I think the consensus was, since it was kickball, we didn't want to OD on it. So we didn't wear any uniforms. But the funny part of the story is, you know, Drake finally shows up. He was probably, I shouldn't say finally, he was probably like 10 minutes behind us. And he shows up. You know, it's probably like 4 Escalades and the bands, and he gets out, and there's some of his people. Now, keep in mind, we're like 25 deep. We got the unit with us. We're already on the field warming up. You know, LeBron's doing NBA pregame stretch rituals. Like, it ain't a game. Mavs doing laps. Like, it is not a game. So we get out there. Drake says, he had us cracking up. He's like, yo. He said he was wondering where his team was, so while he's waiting for them, he goes on Instagram, and he sees half his team's over at Carabana, because don't forget, Carabana was going on still. So those dudes show up, and, you know, right before, literally one person got to, like, to warm up at bat, Rich Paul, so you know Rich well. And it was funny because I will blame it on the rain, I'll blame it on the weather, but he may or may not have swung and missed in kickball. Listen, man. It was probably the surface. I'm gonna put it on that. And right after that, when I tell you, brother, it started pouring rain. It started pouring rain. So we didn't even get to play. You know, the funny thing was that Drake came over to our hotel afterwards. We were having a drink. It was, I don't know, like 2 o'clock at this point. And he's like, yo, I'm not going to front. When I pulled up to the field, I was a little intimidated. You know, y'all got 7 NBA players. Y'all out there warming up, all that. He goes, but then I saw Rich swing and miss, and I was like, oh, we got this. I can't wait to play them. Man, so that was cool. So, you know, something that came out of it was I think we're going to try to make it an annual game. So, you know, LeBron's team versus Drake's team, which I think will be a lot of fun. And the cool part about it is we'll attach a charity to it, which will be really dope. And then, you know, the last thing of OVO and probably the biggest one was the actual show, you know, which was, listen, man, I've had the fortune, you know, just like you to experience some amazing concerts, right? So I've been to Watch the Throne, I've seen Hov, I've seen Drake. The show he put on, and you know, obviously everything going on with Drake and I mean, with Drake and Meek. So there was a lot.
Let's get down to the meat and potatoes, Let's get down to the meat and potatoes. Like, talk to me about when the battery gets full and it's dark in there, and then he gets charged up, and he's like, talk to me about how the proceedings go on.
So here's the thing, right? So there's a lot of buzz in the air, and everyone's waiting. You know, like, you know, you can literally feel the buzz. And all of a sudden, the theater or the amphitheater goes dark, completely dark. They shut every light off in there. And the crowd goes crazy. And all of a sudden, the screen goes dark. Yeah. And then you just see an iPhone pop up on it with the battery dead. We've all seen that, right? The dead battery.
Of course.
And then next thing you know, the battery starts charging up. 20%, 25%, 35%, and the crowd is going absolutely bonkers with every percentage that it goes up. And it gets to 100%, and the boy Champagne, the boy Drizzy, the Six God pops up on the stage, and everybody goes completely apeshit. He's on there.
I hate to interrupt you, but is it safe to say that Drake is currently the crown holder right now? Is that the words that are coming out of your mouth?
I mean, you wouldn't be a liar saying that. I don't think anyone would dispute that, man. I don't think...
It's really crazy.
Listen,
man.
I will say this, though, Vic. When we were having drinks with him, you know, we asked him about, you know, the little situation, the little, you know, we'll call it battle he's involved in. And he said a lot of things, but the one thing I'll share is... which was really amazing to me. He said, anyone challenging me in the rap game is like someone challenging LeBron to one-on-one.
Oh, man.
Right? Okay. And he's saying this to Bron, and he was like, yo, I don't do a lot of things great. He's like, but this rap shit, this is what I do. So he's like, he's all about it. Like, he's like, yo, I'm here for this, you know? So... He's in a zone, and the music he's putting out and the show he put out, you know, he brought Future Hendrix out in the show. He came out to March Madness, tore the place upside down, and then he went right into Commas, so you already know what that was like.
Exactly.
And then he brought Ye out. You know, Ye did a 30-minute set, and Ye's such an artist, man. Like, he's an artist. Like, he's the prince of our generation, man. Like, it was super dope. So we did that, you know, we did the show, and then we went to Soho House where Ye had a little private situation, which was kind of dope, and that was it. I headed home, man. Like it felt, I was only there. Listen, man, I was there, I guess, 3-4 days. It felt like I was there 3.5 weeks, B. You know?
From what I've heard, that's what OVO does.
Oh, man. Listen, we got one day before it's all said and done. We got to get you up there. I know your camp situation. You know what? Maybe I'll just talk to Coach Coughlin and see if he gives you like 3 days off to go to OVO.
Yeah, let me know how that goes. Let me know what he says.
Let me ask you this.
You know what I mean?
Do you think he's ever heard of OVO or Drake?
He has no clue. I just need you to know one thing. When you call, make sure you say that you're an anonymous caller. Because I don't need that falling back on me. You know what I mean? Just be anonymous, dog.
Yo, which leads me to my next question for you now. Since our first show, a lot of people have been hitting me up on Twitter. A lot of people have been, you know, people I know have been texting me. They've been asking me what I was alluding to that you had in the works with the Swoosh. So my response to them was, I obviously am sworn to secrecy that I would ask you on our next show if you could even divulge anything, or are we still in that dead phase of not being able to discuss at all?
We're still in that dead phase, but I do have some information regarding the cleated footwear that I'm
wearing. Okay, talk to me. Talk to me.
As you know, my cleats have always been Puerto Rican inspired. Last year's joints had a flag on the side, or some sort of a variation that resembled the flag of Puerto Rico on the side of my cleats. So this year, I'm having two special make shoes for this year, a Speed TV paper, as well as a Nike Ultimate TV, which is a 6'6 shoe, both in two Puerto Rican inspired colorways. Just so happens that that flag also is red, white, blue.
Ooh.
And matches the Giants colorways perfectly. So just be on the lookout for those, the two pair of them, and maybe come week one, you might see something spicy out there on that field.
That's all you're going to give them. That's all you're going to give them.
That's it. That's all I can give them right now. Maybe on the next show, I can divulge into more. I'm going to be in studio. I want to look at the people. I don't want to be on the phone. You know what I mean?
So listen, so what you're saying is we will not discuss the video you sent me and LeBron.
People out there that love the Vicky Food Show, as well as Paul Rivera, although he's just here. The video I sent him and LeBron is special, man, and LeBron has already went crazy. So we'll see, man. We'll see how it goes. I got to send him some of the cleated footwear, I think.
Yes.
That was part of the video, too, so I got to send him some of that, too, so he can get right.
Absolutely, man. Listen, man, I'm not going to hold you too long. I know you got – what time you got practice in the morning? What's your routine like in the morning? How early do you get up?
My routine – naturally, and I try to squeeze in another half hour, so I'm about 7 by the clock.
Wait, 6:30 a.m.?
A.m., brother.
Yeah.
A.m., man. People actually have work, like day jobs. You're comfy in the studio and everything, but guys got to wake up approximately early.
All right. Yo, man, anything you want to tell the fans, New York Giant fans that are tuned in, or just overall Victor Cruz fans, man? I'm not going to hold you too long. Like I said, I know it's late and you got an early call in the morning.
Just thank you for tuning in to the Victor Cruz Show. As I said before, Out of the Blues and your nearest Barnes and Nobles. You know, it's New York Times bestseller. Feel free to pick up one for your nephew. It makes you great stocking stuffer or back to school gift as that time is approaching. We love you guys to death, man. All Giants fans out there, continue to show us love at these open practices. And Pete, you gotta make it to an open practice, man. Maybe do our podcast live.
I'm gonna hold you to that, man. I think one thing, actually, someone hit me on Twitter and was like, yo, when are you guys gonna have guests? So, you know, we should talk about that offline. Maybe we got a teammate or two, you know, up in the hotel and kind of, you know, let you get your Oprah on or something.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's get it done.
Let's do it. My brother, always a pleasure, man. Get some rest. You have a city wildly anticipating your return, man, and you know, do what you do. I'm definitely gonna take you up on the practice. I'll come check you out. We're signing off, man. This is PR. I'm just here. This is the Victor Cruz Show. Vic, parting words?
Yeah, Victor Cruz Show, man. Tune in every time. We love and appreciate you, man. PR, as I said before, is just here.
My brother, get some rest.
Alright,
peace.
Why join the U.S. Army Reserve? Sure, you'll be eligible for medical and educational benefits, but the Army Reserve offers much more. What most people don't realize is that the Army Reserve plays a vital role in the success of the U.S. Army by bringing new skills and perspectives to our nation's defense. Army Reserve soldiers help lead efforts in over 100 occupational specialties drawn from real-world experience, like law enforcement, medicine, and engineering. They learn skills and gain leadership training that gives them an edge in the nation's defense and in the civilian job market. When you join the Army Reserve, you're contributing to the safety of your community and country. Continue toward your personal goals while making a difference. Become part of the team, part-time, all soldier. Learn how at GoArmyReserve.com.